Thank you very much. First, I thank to Almighty Allah.
MashaAllah.
We are here. And the Turkey has got the long time background for the good hospitality.
MashaAllah.
And the leadership also for time immemorial. Turkey gave the leadership of Muslim world for hundreds of years during the time of Ottoman Empire. And your main question, the sufferings of the Muslims in the Islamic countries. And you see, we have seen the many atrocities towards the Muslim people right from the Kashmir and very recently in the Myanmar, the atrocities, the Myanmar army and the militant persons, they occurred towards the Rohingyas. The 600,000 Rohingyas, they fled away. They become the refugees in our country. And we visited number of times the camp where they are. It is unimaginable because with our limited efforts, our government also trying to help them in every aspect, and we, the NGOs in the country and abroad, we are also trying to help them. And the problem is this, there's a lot of children are there, those who are unattended, they are orphaned because their parents are being killed by the militant people of the Myanmar. So that is a real problem. And another problem we are facing, in the coming 2-3 months, there are 40,000-50,000 mothers are going to give birth of their children. That is a real problem. And with our limited sources and with the help of the Islamic world and NGOs of different countries and the international body also, we are trying to help them. And you know the TICA, Turkish International Cooperation Agency, yes. They are providing food every day for 50,000 people in the camp. It is a huge task. And throughout the whole world we are getting the help. But it is a real problem to manage these people because the winter is coming in our country. So there will be a terrible cold because the place they are staying, that is the coldest area of our country. So the sanitation is a problem, drinking water is a problem, and medical facility is a problem because most of the Rohingya refugees are suffering from breathing distress, digestive problem, and the skin disease. So a lot of problems they are facing every day. So the peace-loving armed forces people are being deployed there to tension, to ease their tension, and they are working day and night, and we are really thankful to them, and we are also trying to help them with our limited source. Our first identity, we are Muslim.
Yes.
The next identity from where I belong, this is the country. So Muslim Ummah is a family.
MashaAllah.
Our Prophet always says that a Muslim is your brother.
MashaAllah.
So you should work, keeping it is in mind that every Muslims, whoever he is in distress, so you should go for helping them all out. Whoever he is. And this is the problem we are facing in the recent Muslim world. If you find, we cannot work together. There are a lot of divisions within our Muslim world.
Yes.
You see, the very recently the problem of the Jerusalem, what Mr. Trump announces, the recognizing the capital shifting from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, it is another burning issue. And I always say, it is not the end. Enough is enough. This is the time the Muslim world should realize what will be the next. So in the other sense, I thanks to Trump, because he has given the opportunity to invite the Muslim world. This is the best time. We should be united, and we should forget all our adversaries. The Muslim world should be united.
Inshallah.
Whatever differences we have, we'll solve it, sitting ourselves. But regarding the question of existence of Islam, we should be united.
Inshallah.
And the right time, your president, Erdogan, he has taken the responsibility of the YC. We firmly believe, under his able leadership, we'll succeed.
Inshallah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your nice words.